From the pages of the Elgin newspapers of 100 years ago, this is the news of February 3rd, 1921. Quote, I will not fine a man in my court who uses violence to censure some man who is drunk and using vile or profane language in a public place, unquote. That was the police magistrate George R. Thompson's comments following the fining of Leo Grady, who was arrested early Sunday morning for being drunk and disorderly and loud and using profane language on downtown streets. Grady was fined $5 and costs totaling $18.40. There's nothing more harmful to a city than to have persons loudly swearing using vile language in a public street, said the magistrate. I've seen some men umbrate others for swearing in the presence of their wives. I would not blame them for showing them by physical display that the use of vile language is unnecessary. Grady was arrested by officers Frisch and Wyatt while creating a disturbance early Sunday morning. He was represented by attorney Lawrence McNary. Elgin 100 Years Ago is a presentation of the Elgin Area Historical Society and I am Jerry Turnquist.